When you own something and, well, it breaks, you naturally assume you have total control over how to fix it. I mean, it's yours, right?
Okay. Yeah, you bought it.
Exactly. But if you crash your vehicle on the highway tomorrow, General Motors actually has a document that says you don't have that choice.
You really don't.
So today we are taking a deep dive into the source material of this really specific industry document.
Yeah, the GM mandate for original equipment in collision repairs.
That's the one. We want to see exactly why a major automaker is, trying to dictate what parts go into your car after a wreck.
Yeah, it is a very firm line in the sand. I mean, this position statement doesn't just offer friendly advice.
Right.
It explicitly tells collision shops that GM vehicles need to be repaired using only original equipment. So parts made by or for GM themselves.
No third-party stuff at all.
None. They are completely rejecting the use of third-party aftermarket alternatives.
Okay, let's unpack this because I read that mandate and I immediately thought of, well, my smartphone.
Oh.
Like, if I shatter the screen, I have a choice. Do I go to the official brand store and pay a massive premium, or do I just hit up that cheap third-party kiosk in the mall?
Right, the mall kiosk is always tempting.
Always.
Yeah.
And this GM mandate feels like the manufacturer is standing at the mall entrance saying, no, you can only use our name brand glass.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
But let me play devil's advocate here for a second. I mean, isn't this just a massive money grab?
Well, it's easy to look at it through that lens, and economics definitely play a huge role in the auto repair ecosystem.
Right, of course they do.
But what's fascinating here is the technical justification GM uses for this stance. They emphasize post-collision safety and structural integrity.
Okay, so it's not just about aesthetics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We aren't just talking about a cosmetic scratch on a screen. If you put a cheap third-party screen on your phone, maybe the display is a little less crisp.
Yeah, maybe it glitches a bit.
Right. But cars today are essentially rolling computers.
Right, and here's where it gets really interesting, though, because a plastic bumper isn't just a piece of plastic anymore. I mean, it's hiding a massive amount of
No,
technology.
absolutely.
Yeah.
It is essentially a transparent shield for advanced driver assistance systems.
The A to S stuff.
Yes, ABS.
Yeah.
You have radar, LiDAR, and ultrasonic parking sensors sitting right behind that outer shell.
Wow.
So if an aftermarket bumper uses a slightly different plastic compound, or, even if a third-party manufacturer applies a paint layer that is off by just a fraction of a millimeter,
Wait, just the paint.
just the paint, it can physically blind those sensors.
Whoa. So an aftermarket part might physically fit perfectly onto the frame of the car, but functionally it throws off the car's ability to, accurately calculate the distance of the vehicle braking in front of you.
Precisely. So the phone screen is an annoyance, right? But the car part is a life or death miscalculation.
Which is terrifying.
It is. And that is why the language in this document matters so much. They didn't publish the suggestion. It is literally labeled a mandate.
Mandate with a capital M.
Exactly. GM is actively telling the industry that third-party parts haven't been crash tested with their specific safety systems.
So they can't guarantee how they'll perform.
Right. They cannot guarantee that an aftermarket sensor bracket will crumple at the exact millisecond needed to deploy the airbags correctly.
So, what does this all mean for you, the person actually driving the car? I mean, if you get into a fender bender, you're the one caught in the middle of all this.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in.
Because your insurance company usually wants to pay for the cheapest available part to keep their costs down, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Which is almost always the aftermarket option. But your car's manufacturer is mandating the exact opposite.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, this single position statement highlights this ongoing tug of war over who actually gets to dictate the components used to feed modern vehicles.
The insurance companies versus the automakers.
Exactly. Insurance companies are trying to manage premiums and payout costs while manufacturers are, locking down the repair ecosystem in the name of safety, liability, and precise calibration.
Which brings us right back to that illusion of control we talked about at the start. I mean, the next time you're dealing with a collision repair, you might find that you don't actually have the final say on what goes into your own driveway.
And as vehicles become even more autonomous and sensor heavy, that line between hardware and software is only going to become more rigid.
Which leaves us with a pretty heavy question to consider. As manufacturers like GM draw this strict line against aftermarket parts, how might this growing push for original equipment only ultimately impact the control and the financial burden you have over your own vehicle's repair choices down the road?
Yeah, it's a huge shift.
Definitely. When your bumper crumples, whose rules are you really playing by?